I got my eyes on him for a bit. And what does the Rez type look like? He smirked and gestured toward Jimmy Lane. Him. He stepped in a little farther, and his two friends followed, one a squirrely-looking individual with a Carhartt jacket and work boots carrying a baseball bat, and the other tall, wearing a hooded sweatshirt and sunglasses even though it wasn't particularly bright outside. Looking at the other two, I couldn't help myself. So are you two Hegel and Kant? They looked a little confused, but Schiller laughed. That's good, I like that. He gestured for them to come the rest of the way in. This is Lou Dog and Silent A. What are you guys, a rap group? That's funny, too. What do you do, Walt? I glanced at Lane, who looked none too comfortable. I'm trying to buy this shotgun off of Jimmy here, but he keeps raising the price. Schiller looked at Lane, then me, and then back at him. That true, Jimmy? You never told me you were selling your shotgun. Jimmy took another drag and then cleared his throat. I need the money. The weightlifter glanced at the folder under my arm. Working for the census or something? Or something. I turned back to Jimmy. Let me know if you decide to sell the shotgun. I'll be in touch. I started to step toward the door, but Schiller stepped in front of me. In a hurry, big man? I stood there, not saying anything. He glanced down, fingering a lip and chuckling. I guess I just find it hard to believe that the only reason somebody like you would be here visiting Jimmy would be to buy a gun. His eyes came back up to mine. You look like the kind of man who might have plenty of guns. I still said nothing. Matter of fact, I bet you got one on your ride now.
He came here asking about my daughter.
Jimmy took a step forward but didn't make eye contact with Schiller.
The one that went missing?
The man turned back to me. People go missing all the time. They just disappear. Strange, isn't it? I took my hat back and hooked a thumb in my jeans and sighed. No, the other one who's been receiving death threats.
She a Rez type?
She's Cheyenne, yep. Schiller turned back to Jimmy.
I felt you were cutting yourself off from those prairie poodles down there.
Lane spoke with his head down, finishing the cigarette and stooping to grind it out in a small plate on the table before picking up the pistol.
He just came here to ask some questions. I didn't invite him.
Schiller squared up with me again.
Look, Jimmy here is trying to get his life together, and part of that is getting away from those red lights on the government teat. You got me?
I stared at him.
I said, you got me?
I could feel a coolness in my face and a stillness in my hands.
I've got you all right. He studied me. You down with Brown? You some kind of Indian lover?
The chuckle again as he stepped back.
I don't get it. I mean, here we've got this bunch of wagon burners that get subsidized housing, tribal support checks, government aid, and free education, and still whine and cry about how they're so abused. You know what I mean?
You don't think this country owes them something? He shook his head at me as the others fanned out of it.
Anything this country owed these fuckers was paid off a long time ago.
Slipping my hand to the small of my back, I figured I'd block the anticipated swing of the right with my left forearm and then introduce the .45 under his chin before the others could enter the fray.
I guess I disagree. And so do I.
A very faint breeze blew through the room, the kind you get on battlefields that take souls. I watched as the two in the back turned to see the Cheyenne Nation standing behind them. Even leaning against the door jamb like a recalcitrant cougar with his head slung to one side and half of his face shrouded, he was about 6 inches taller than the two in the back and worlds more dangerous. Schiller had turned too, and it would appear that all the clever had left his mouth. I was wondering what happened to you. He smiled, teeth showing.
I walked your dog and then got to the porch and listened to this very interesting conversation on cultural diversity. I did not want to interrupt.
Oh, I think you should join in.
I leaned a little to the side, getting Schiller's attention.
Don't you?
His turn to say nothing.
I think you better leave.
Jimmy gestured with the revolver and took another step toward us.
I appreciate you coming by and telling me about my daughter, but we've got
some things to discuss, and I think you better get out of here. Figuring at this point the only thing we were doing was making his life more difficult, I drew my hand away from my coat and stepped past Schiller, pausing for an instant to let him look me in my scarred eye. I'm sure we'll see each other again. As he walked toward the truck down the block, I shook my head. Well, that was interesting. He went around to the other side, but then folded his arms and leaned on the hood of his aged truck, looking back at the tiny, dilapidated house. Yes. I'm glad there was no bloodshed. He smiled and then breathed a laugh. You want to know the difference between you and me? Sure. He turned his head toward the southwest, where in the moonlight the snow-capped Beartooth Range looked so clean, so pristine, and so far away. I do not worry about dying, and someday I will die, whereas you worry about dying, and someday you will die.